If I could give you guys 20 to 25 minutes back today, what would you do?
Today, it's only 10 a.m. I'd basically still be sleeping.
Yeah, not much has happened yet.
So you'd like take a nap?
You know what I'd do? I've got these three shirts that I didn't get to iron from the laundry last week that I've just been putting off. I'd just knock those out. That would make me tremendously satisfied because it's been on my mind for the last 6 days. And I'm just like, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
What's your TPI, your time per iron?
Ooh.
My time per iron? That's
good question.
No, wrong metric. It should be like time per shirt iron, or like you need to know how long it takes to do each different type of clothing.
Okay, so how long does it take you to do like one button-down shirt?
It takes me a while. I'm a slow ironer.
Me too. Oh, good. Me too.
Probably like 9 to 10 minutes.
Damn. 10 minutes?
10 minutes a shirt?
Probably. I get really wrapped up in watching Power on Hulu. It's so engaging. It's just like, it's so scandalous. Sorry. But yeah, so that's probably what's slowing me down. But I bet if I like had to, if like, hey, your cab to the airport's here and you're going to the most important job interview of your life, you only have 6 minutes to iron, I could probably get it done in 3.
Okay. Okay. So the reason that I ask is because today's going to be a short recording, because I got to pack myself, because our listeners probably don't know this. I'm moving to Seattle, and that's exciting.
Hey, woo! I live there.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe then you will notice that 10 a.m. recording times are not really favorable.
Hey, it's 1 p.m. here. But yeah, I got to get back to packing and have time to edit this episode this week. So
why are you not done with your packing? I don't understand. You've known this.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I got my job offer like it was like 2 weeks ago Monday. So I had 15 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had 15 days before...
Mike, congratulate him.
I did already once, but you're welcome.
Like after I do it, then you do it. It's like we both did it at the same time.
Congratulations, Josh.
Thanks, Mike. Oh, that was really good. That was a good congratulations.
I put a lot of feeling behind that.
Better than tappins.
Really? It sounded totally insincere to me, but whatever.
So anyway, I made this huge ass list of everything that I needed to do, like 20 different things, and I actually have it open. So it's everything from like, I need to cancel our lease here, and I need to, like...
Yeah, duh, that's part of moving. Like,
right.
You thought you were going to forget that one? You had to put it down at the list at the very top.
And, like, a bi-pack, like, all things, yes, a lot of them are obvious, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget anything. I'm like, I have 15 days, so I'm going to spread this out.
Wait, stop. Hang on. What's something obscure on the list?
Tap and pick up keys to new apartment.
I don't want to do that. Why is that on your to-do list?
Because I got to make sure you do it. You're doing me a solid, and I really appreciate it.
God.
Aw.
I'll go get the key. It'll be fine, and I'll have it, and it'll be great, and I'll smile the whole way.
Great.
It's so miserable in Seattle this week, you guys. It wears on your truly, like... I know the phrase, the essence of your soul, has been overused, but that's what it eats at. That's what you're coming back to, Josh. This is sadness.
I'm excited about sadness.
All right, well, I guess
yeah,
it's pretty much the best attitude you could have, so.
Go for it.
Good on you.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappin' Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
I had too many funny thoughts this week.
Okay.
Lay one on me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys are basically challenging that I didn't have any funny thoughts? Here, take this funny thought. Don't you guys think that it's particularly interesting that being, like, if you're a musician... In that profession, one of the ways, like one of the legitimate paths to having a successful career is winning a competition. Can you imagine if you had to compete for your jobs right now with someone else who does your job like you?
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how many musicians are found. They, like, Battle of the Bands or American Idol. Like,
yeah.
That's how people go into their job. Like,
that's probably the best way to make sure, like... You're hiring someone good.
But yeah, I mean, that's truly like the free market competing, right? But let me ask you this for both you guys. So instead of a singing competition, Josh, you have to forecast ahead to what you think you'll be doing in your new job. But if you had to have a competition with someone else for your job, how would you edge them out? What would be your secret thing where you're like, nobody can do this like I can at my job? I deserve this job more than the next person.
So I work in marketing, and I've done some really dumb things that have gotten picked up by the news. I just point to some of those.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Your skill that you bring to the table is being dumb and accidentally falling into success?
Okay. It's not being dumb, it's doing dumb things. There's a difference. There's a method to what I've done.
Is there? I bet you the dumb person does dumb things. I bet you that happens.
I wrote 5,000 words about waffle irons, and somebody from fucking AOL wanted to interview me about it when it was on the Reddit front page, and it was all for Amazon when I was working there.
Wow.
Next time you tell that story, put AOL at the back end, because Reddit is the actual popular thing in that sentence. Otherwise, it just sounds like you achieved mid-level success.
Okay, fine.
That's a good skill, though. Like, intentionally, like, effectively dumb. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, what do you got? What do you got?
Mine, I think, well, the only thing that really I stand out in at work is my friendly emails.
Ooh. Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed? Like, so when I started like 2 years ago, whenever I emailed more than one person, I always wrote, "Hey, team."
I do that too. Oh, I say, hey, team, or hey, all.
Now, like, four other people I've started saying, "Hey, team." Literally, team building. I did it. I did it just through email. That's my only skill.
That's a solid joke.
What about you?
I think it's what I just did with Mike, is for some reason I'm able to find humor in things that some people intend as humor, other people might not, but like I'll always just call a joke out loud to see if anyone else enjoyed it. And I think people like that. It's like I can't help myself, so it's not like I'm trying to do it to like be cool or like help the team get closer. It just happens to like be my personality, but like I think it makes our teams just naturally like a more fun place to be.
Has anybody ever gotten offended by you calling out a good joke, like if they don't mean something to be funny?
Yeah. Oh, dude, not just that, people often get offended at my general happiness.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, people have like, yeah, see, people have come at me, they're like, why don't you just tone it down. Like, no one feels like this. You're obviously faking this. And I'm like, all right. And then I like keep smiling. And there's like, God, just leave. And so I turn around and I leave.
I've been blowing my nose a lot because I get a lot of sinus things. So I've been blowing my nose a lot.
This is disgusting.
And I think we've got to do something about Kleenex.
Why?
They're not good enough.
What do you mean they're not good enough?
Where's the room for improvement?
Okay, well, okay, my nose is bleeding right now.
Oh my God.
Right now? As you talked to us?
No. Just like it's raw on the bottom. And if you touch it, you would get blood. From the Kleenex.
Dude, are you playing through like an actual injury on a podcast? Why are we doing this? This is disgusting. Go take care of yourself.
Okay, let's do a different one.
No, I'm joking.
I want to pause for a second. Mike, are you sure that you're using tissues correctly?
Well, how do you use them?
So, like, I've gotten a little bit raw sometimes, but I've never gotten to the point of bleeding.
I have a real quick trigger finger with the Kleenex. Like, if it's even, like, possible that there might be something, I've got a Kleenex going.
Okay.
So, like, maybe it's me. But either way, this isn't, like, it's not good enough. I'm constantly blowing right through them.
Whoa.
It's just, I can't, what do we do instead of a Kleenex that's not a hanky? A hanky that you store in your pocket.
Well, first of all, before we get to alternative ideas, I had a very tough time listening to all of that. I just want to put that out there. But Mike, in all of your years and years of abusing Kleenexes, did you notice that near the end of each box, the Kleenexes change from white to brown?
Dude, yeah, I was going to say that. What is that?
It's to let you know that, hey, this box is running out in case you've got in like a container or something. Like, have another one ready. This is about to go out.
Huh. That makes sense.
Makes total sense. Okay, so now we need alternative ideas, generally just to help you clear your sinuses, is the question that I heard.
Yeah. Have you ever done a neti pot?
No.
No. What's that?
Oh, man. I do that all the time. It's where you pour nose through...
You do this all the time.
You pour water through one nostril, like, out the other.
How does that work?
It's like a little spout, and you tilt your head, and then you pour water through your nose, like salt water. So
and it comes out the other side?
Yeah, it's awesome. As long as you don't, like, try to breathe, then it'll go right up.
Wait, no, what? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Try it.
This is fascinating. I don't want to try it. This sounds horrible, but, like...
Yeah. No, thank you.
It sounds like the very feeling I try to avoid at the end of a wonderful water slide. It just ruins the whole goddamn experience when after how much fun you've had, you just feel like someone shot you in the nostrils.
It's true. I don't like it when they just...
It's like... And they're like, no, you were supposed to breathe out with your nose at the bottom. It's just like, why'd you invent a slide like that? Don't make me do anything. I just... Here's the money. Let me go down the slide and then let me leave.
See, what you need to do is you need to go down backwards.
Oh.
I'm never going to go down a water slide backwards. Are you out of your mind?
That is an interesting idea.
That sounds so scary, dude.
If you go down backwards, then the water is just like hitting the top of your head. You're fine.
No, dude. But I have no idea what's coming next. Like, that's way scarier than, like, the water jets.
Isn't that the point, though? You're trying to get a thrill?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do anything. What if... 100% of the time that I've gotten on a water slide has been the result of peer pressure. Water slides and roller coasters are things I don't enjoy, and I always go on them because I see that my friends are having fun, my family is having fun. Like, I don't want to be the kid who just sits at the bottom and waits. Like, I know that sucks. So I go up there, and I hate it every single time, and, like, I still do it. And after being willing to go through that, at the end of that, I'm rewarded with pain? What the hell kind of sadism is this that's happening? Anyway, Mike, I think that might be a way to clear your nose.
Noted.
I'm trying to think of something else. Like, have you thought about going to, like, a desert?
Just living in the desert.
Because if you live in the desert, it's so dry.
It's true.
And it's hot. Like, I feel like your, like, snot would just evaporate.
Yeah, just move.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the dryness also cause, like, the irritation?
A little bit, but if he is never blowing his nose, I think it'll be lessened.
Yeah, what is the root cause of mucus?
No. Another question or another topic.
Yeah.
What is the root cause of mucus? You're better than that, Mike.
What is the thing that Donald Trump is best at? I'm just going to cut to the chase. He is great at nicknames.
Nicknames?
No, he's not.
Sloppy Steve Bannon.
Not a good nickname.
Lion Ted Cruz.
Not a good nickname.
Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd.
That's a pretty good nickname. Sleepy Eyes? That's someone that you'd meet in the joint.
That is great. Yeah.
Crying Chuck Schumer.
Not good.
Deface the Nation.
Is that real?
Yeah, he calls Face the Nation Deface the Nation.
Oh, man.
Good for you, Donald. You know the word deface.
He calls CNN the Clinton News Network. Like,
he does? Good. That's another good one. Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe he is good at nicknames.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole list. I got them all in front of me. I won't read them all. But what do you think your nickname would be if Trump got angry at you and needed to start calling you names?
Mike, I'll come up with yours, you come up with mine.
Okay.
You know what I think would eat at you? What I think would ruin you?
What?
Is if he called you malnourished Mike Bogart. I think that would fuck you up, dude. Because you, like, go out of your way to live a healthy life and, like, you try to focus and, like, go to the gym. And I think if someone publicly called you malnourished, like, it would fuck with your brain. Tell me that's not true.
It would just be, it would be so frustratingly untrue.
Yeah, the level of incorrectness is it would eat you up.
I'm so nourished.
I know that.
I constantly eat.
Malnourished Mike Bogart.
I want to say like trapping, tapping Johnny, but I don't think he knows what trapping is.
No, I'm into that.
Yeah? You like that?
You know, I was thinking about how it's like high time that I got to start trapping as it is. Josh, what nickname would you give yourself? Mike, should we give Josh one?
Yeah, let's give Josh one.
Okay, again, are we trying to ruin him or just like embarrass him?
I mean, I think he goes for embarrassing.
Yeah, he goes for just like personal mockery.
Al Frankenstein?
That's not even a...
Mike, didn't you call him Jorts Harrison last week or something?
Yeah, in my phone, Josh is Jorts Harrison.
Oh, that's a good one. That pretty much says everything we need to.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Juggling Jorts Harrison. You know the guy. He lives in the carnival. Not travels with the carnival. He lives inside the displays. Can either of you or both of you tell me why people who are running restaurants feel justified in thinking they can charge as much as they do for mozzarella sticks? $8?
I know.
For 6 sticks of cheese?
I know. That are just frozen.
Where are we? Like, what happened?
Insane.
I didn't agree to this. Like, are you serious? How has no one fought back? Like, here, hey, disruptive startup people. You want to disrupt a market? Low-cost mozzarella sticks, and you will win over everybody.
Well, McDonald's had the 99 cents for 3, didn't they?
I ate those all the time when they had them, and then they rolled them back.
Did they?
Yeah. They weren't that great, though. Like, I think one of...
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? After you eat those, you realize that all mozzarella sticks, in your heart of hearts, you know they're not that great.
They're all exactly the same.
No, I disagree. Like, you can have seasoning on them that makes them better. You can have... like the gooiness of the cheese. I think that's why they can charge, because you can make a burger at home if you want. Like, you can go out to the grill out back and make a burger. But mozzarella sticks, like, you need to fry those. Nobody has a deep fryer at home.
That's true.
Are you in on this?
No, I'm just saying.
Are you part of the people who priced this?
I think.
How can anyone be against lower prices for mozzarella sticks, Josh?
I'm not against lower prices. I'm just saying that I don't think it's as unjustified as like a $3 Coke.
That's a good comparison.
I don't think it is. The joy I receive from those products is worth every penny of those $3. And guess what? Those are unlimited quite often.
That's true.
Because this is the greatest country on earth. But like, there's no way. I, you know what? I challenge any restaurant out there. I know that Olive Garden's getting zany by entering the nacho game. I've heard that Taco Bell has brought fries to the forefront of the American border for the first time. I used to enjoy fries supreme as a child in Canada. Things are changing, okay? We are going... Wendy's, do you want something? McDonald's, do you want something? This is it.
Here is my question to you. Would you be okay if they kept the price at $8, but... they made it bottomless.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. Yep. Yes. Y-E-S. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bottomless Moz sticks.
That is a great innovation. Do you guys see Josh around something dumb accidentally found success with an idea almost immediately? This is why, you know, the company that he's about to join is lucky to have him. He's a buffoon, and it's going to result in millions of dollars for you.
No one's going to eat more than 6.
That's not true. Come on, Mike.
Per person.
I've seen you put down more than 6.
Well, yeah.
Malnourished Mike Bogart.
We got a listener question today. It comes to us from Kristen in Massachusetts.
Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Kristen.
Instead of wolves...
I love it already.
What animal do you wish we domesticated 10,000 years ago so that we had different breeds, sizes, etc.?
Oh, man.
Because, like, dogs are everywhere, and there are so many different kinds, and they all came from the wolf.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
What?
She said you can't pick wolves, okay?
I know. It's by far my favorite animal. But
I know it is. I know it is. But you just you got to pick something else.
There's a lot of other good options.
I would love, L-O-V-E, love to have a mini elephant around the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
A baby elephant, but like grown up. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It'd be the best. Oh. Imagine the adventures if you could make that little guy smile.
Yeah. Just roll around with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He could even like reach things for you.
He could.
He could reach things for me.
Yeah.
You could teach him to like push a little broom around.
What if him and the dog became friends?
Oh. They definitely would. Elephants are so nice.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Oh. Well, okay, I knocked my answer out of the park. What's your answer?
This is my favorite question of our show. God, I don't know. I mean, a platypus, obviously. You could have so many different kinds of platypi.
Would you rest anything on their bills?
You mean like a dog treat?
Yeah. Well, not a dog treat. Maybe a platypus treat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would. I would rest. What would I rest on a platypus's beak? Bill.
You could like balance a can of soda or a beer bottle or something there.
Yeah.
But why would the platypus want? Oh, you're just going to use the platypus as a coaster. Got it. Okay, got it. Never mind. Okay, Josh, what's yours?
I think I would want a hippo.
A hippo.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hippos are aggressive, dude.
So are wolves, though. If you domesticate it, it'll calm down. Mm-hmm. I think that like it would be great because they love spending time in the water. I would love an excuse to spend more time in the water.
That's true. You could ride a hippo around underwater.
Oh, my God.
No, you couldn't.
No, I could. It would be like one of those like...
You could.
Yeah, it would be like an underground living jet ski.
You can't breathe underwater, dude.
No.
You don't know how to breathe underwater.
I don't need to breathe underwater. He would be a little under the surface and like my torso would be above water.
Exactly. Or you could basically surf on it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys would do that to your pet?
No, that's how we play.
My pet would love to do it. Yeah.
You think your pet would love to be stepped on in any circumstance?
I don't know. You have like those dolphins that, you know, you have a trainer that can stand on the backs of two of them and they
run. You think they like that? You think dolphins like that? Holy shit. I'm sorry. I'm being used as one ski. Great. What a life. I made it.
They get treats. They get like fish after. They love that.
Dolphins love fish.
You're not allowed to have the hippo. You're going to hurt the guy.
I mean, he'll be a little burly.
Hippos can take it. Hippos love that kind of stuff.
Okay, 3 seconds. Come up with a name for your pet. 1, 2, 3.
Hangry Hank the Hippo.
Hangry Hank the Hippo.
Hangry Hank Harrison.
No. I went in a different direction. It's just Hank the Hippo.
No, it's not. Donald Trump has gotten his hands on this hippo already.
What's your elephant?
I think I want to keep an E name. What's a good E name?
Haven't we already named an elephant on this show before?
Oh, yeah. Let's not do that again.
No, by all means.
What is it? Can you think of a name that starts with E that isn't Earl?
Elliot, your niece.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna name my pet elephant the same thing that my niece is, jackass. God.
Okay.
Don't you understand how family works? There's orders of priority. I can't wait till Elliot grows up one day and hears this episode. And I'll know which one it is. It'll be the short one. I'll always be able to find it. I'm fine with Earl.
Earl. Yeah.
Eugene.
Eugene.
I love Eugene. That's a friend of ours. But anyway, hurry. Finish the segment.
Penelope. There we go.
Oh, that's a good platypus name.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a female platypus. I didn't realize.
PP the PP.
PP the PP.
Two P's in each one. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, then leave us a review wherever you heard it. Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, maybe. Nope. And you can find us on the web at instedof.fm or on Twitter at instedoffm. And we'll see you next week.
If a company wants to compete with Google, I think they can do it with a marketing campaign that goes, quote, I'm going to look it up so I don't screw it up. And you just create a series of ad campaigns where someone's about to mess something up. And then they use your search engine and you become like attached to being the hilarious search engine, and I think people would try it.
We should have a button that is similar to Google's I'm Feeling Lucky, except it's screw it up, ? And it takes you to something not even close to the term that you put in.
Oh, I like that. But how would we decide what the exact opposite is of something like, let's say, laundry basket?
Here we go. I got it. The way that we do it is it pulls in whatever the last search was for. So, like, somebody across the country in Arizona is...
That's a really fucking good idea.
Yeah, is searching for how to, like, turn a watermelon into a keg. Yeah.
For the... You want a search engine, this is much better than my idea, that leads you to the most irrelevant thing that is the result of what you searched.
Yeah, because people search for everything. Yeah.
I love it. Hmm. It's exactly Google, but it's just the last result. It's just showing it in reverse order.
Bingo.
Yeah, it's like Google minus one. That's a good idea.
You can't, that, the saying the word Google backwards doesn't sound good, does it? El Goog.
What's the name of the search engine?
I just told you it must be El Goog.
El Goog.
We'll probably get sued for that, especially if we're saying we're stealing from Google's work. And our company is clearly the opposite of Google.
That's okay. I'll delete this episode. Nobody will ever hear it.